Son on Radio 9 at 157. Much more music time. New music from Whitworth coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. Join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, disco, and jazzy electronic music tonight from 10 and 11, bringing the soul back to Pittsburgh on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Carnegie Mellon Tartans beat Allegheny last week by a score of 19-3. They are back in action this weekend at Gesling Stadium in the 11th annual Cindy Lackner Memorial Game. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock as they host Teal at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Pitt and Penn State both are off this week. Pitt quarterback Phil Jerkovic might be moving to tight end permanently. According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a source has confirmed to ESPN that Jerkovic is likely to remain at tight end for the rest of the year, and a backup QB would be next in line to start. This weekend, Ohio State without running back Trevaion Henderson for its game against Maryland, and Texas starting defensive back Ryan Watts will not play against Oklahoma. The Steelers have listed Alex Highsmith as questionable heading into tomorrow afternoon's game in Week 5 as they take on the Baltimore Ravens at Acrisure Stadium. Najee Harris says he's tired of people piling on the Pittsburgh coaching staff during his team's sluggish start. He told reporters this week the coaches are not the ones who are playing soft. Harris did not name embattled defensive coordinator Matt Canada during his defense of the staff. Maybe he didn't have to. Quarterback Kenny Pickett practiced on Wednesday while wearing a brace on his bruised left knee. He expects to be ready to play against the Ravens.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of showers this afternoon, partly sunny, high of 56. Showers overnight, mostly cloudy, low 44. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, partly sunny, high 56. Columbus Day, chance of rain in the morning, partly sunny, high of 57. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high near 60. Right now, 52 in Beaver County, 52 in Butler, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level,
take a look down for me.
At the corner of Forbes and Morwood, 53 at WRCT.
Some days are better than others. The fall always fades.
broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Take a look down for me.
At a Starbucks location in downtown Iowa City voted to unionize, but so far no contract talks are scheduled.
The workers gathered last month with labor organizations to mark their decision. The store joins more than 360 Starbucks locations nationwide where workers have voted to join a union. The issues in the Iowa City location are not unique to the labor movement. Workers want better wages, a say in profit-sharing decisions, beefed-up staffing, better health care benefits, and work-life balance. Iowa City Federation of Labor President Jennifer Shearer says the workers also have a safety concern being located downtown.
There were active shooter alerts downtown, and they've been told by management in the past that they're not allowed to lock the door during those active shooter alerts.
The employees have also expressed concern over sanitation problems in their store. Employees of the Iowa City Englert Theater also unionized this year and agreed on a contract that went into effect in June. A recent Gallup poll shows 67% of Americans support labor unions, a move that has gained momentum across the country among companies big and small. I'm Mark Moran.
The Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, has claimed the company hasn't broken labor laws and is willing to bargain with workers who have voted to unionize. Now from the Associated Press, the Biden administration announced they waived 26 federal laws in South Texas, that to allow border wall construction on Wednesday, marking the administration's first use of sweeping executive power to pave the way for building more border barriers, a tactic that was often used during the Trump administration. And our Deborah Van Fleet reports the latest report on the Nebraska correctional system shows a decrease in the use of restrictive housing.
The Office of Inspector General of Correctional Services has tracked this and other prison practices since it was created in 2015 to oversee the state's correctional system. The use of restricting a prisoner's contact with others peaked at 423 in 2018 and has dropped most years since then to 216 people in August. ACLU of Nebraska Policy Director Scout Richters says, although the progress deserves recognition, it isn't enough, especially when the isolation is for long periods of time.
Across the globe, there's a consensus that prolonged solitary confinement is torture, that it's inhumane, that it greatly exacerbates mental health issues and self-harm attempts.
The OIG report shows the number of people in restrictive arrangements for over 6 months declined from 185 5 years ago to 42 this year. In August, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers blocked the OIG from accessing prison records.
This is Public News Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
You got to give it to me.
the 1973 Bloodshot album, which I think was the first album to go gold for the Jay Giles Band. That's Give It To Me on Radio 9. Give me your requests at 412-385-7450. You can also give them to me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. It's not the only band that did a song called Give It To Me in the 70s. This is The Mob. 909 with Jay Farmer. 412-385-7450.
Bye.
start, got his first big fame at least, singing on the Arthur Godfrey Show. But to become a hit as a solo artist, he had to move to Jamaica, where he recorded that at Federal Records in Kingston. The late, great Johnny Nash on Radio 9. We have more new music coming your way. Also, we're going to check your full-time weather forecast. Here's Mary Lee Rush on Radio 9 with Angel of the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands.
From 1968, Mary Lee Rush here on Radio 9. At 2:24 chime time, new music from Foo Fighters coming up. Foo Fighters, that's who. Coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The news is upsetting. All kinds of bad stuff happening all over the world. Why not just relax? Why not just chill out a little bit, even if you are keeping up with the news, and listen to smooth, relaxing, and easy. Host Eric O'Brien brings you all of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional moments of silliness. It's a good way to ease into your Saturday afternoon. What nicer way to enjoy the fall than by sitting on the porch with a nice hot cup of coffee, maybe an adult beverage or two, looking at the leaves and listening to smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. What else do we want to tell you about at this hour? In college football action, Mississippi State taking on Western Maryland. That score is Mississippi State 10, Western Maryland nothing. Maryland 17, Ohio State, that is in the third quarter. William & Mary taking on Virginia 12-3 in favor of William & Mary right now. And Wisconsin playing Rutgers the end of the first quarter. Wisconsin is up by a field goal. We will check sports for you in less than a half an hour. Pitt and Penn State both off this week. The Tartans are hosting Teal at 7 o'clock at Gesling Stadium there in Oakland. Let me look here in my massive book of public service announcements and see. Pickens have been mighty slim. You know, you can send a public service announcement to PSA at WRCT.org if your nonprofit group needs some free publicity. Church groups, scout groups, any kind of nonprofit organization that has a continuing ongoing program. Salvation Army, homeless shelters, that kind of stuff. Send them over here. PSA at WRCT.org, and we will read them on the radio. And, of course, if you're in the Mon Valley area, McKeesport area, you can send them to TubeCityTiger@gmail.com, and we'll get them posted there. You get their prescriptions. You make their lunch. You call the doctor. You try to give the person that you're caring for every minute you possibly can. But do you ever try to take a minute for yourself? When you help to care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved ones at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. That's a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. It's a shame that I forgot to cue up the weather jingle, so now we won't have a jingle when we do the weather. Wait a minute.
Everybody talks just about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman plots. Whether you believe it or not.
A chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high of 56. Chance of showers overnight, partly cloudy, low 44. Showers on Sunday morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, high 56. Columbus Day, chance of sprinkles, they say, on Monday. Partly sunny with a high of 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 60. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 63 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 52 in Beaver County, 51 at Butler, 50 right now in Washington, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 51 at WRCT with new music from Foo Fighters.
We'll be right back.
album, but here we are. That's Foo Fighters. They are the band that has broken the record for the band with the most top tens on the alternative rock chart for Billboard. That is as of a month or two ago. New music from Foo Fighters here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Ordinarily, I'm not a hard guy to please, but when it comes to hot dogs, I'm particular. I'm pain in the neck, I tell you. I don't eat just any old hot dog that comes across my plate. Fair. Only ones I want to eat are those super, super long Thorn Apple Valley griddle beef hot dogs. The hot dogs that are so big you can hardly fit them on the bun. Now, the reason they're so long is because they're so good. One bite, you want to eat more and more and more, go on forever. Just now, just for the record, Thorn Apple Valley griddle beef hot dogs were rated number one in quality by America's leading consumer magazine. If a magazine's opinion doesn't mean anything to you, then take it from me, Coach Cope. Thorn Apple Valley griddle beef hot dogs are plump, they're big, they're juicy. And when it comes to hot dogs, Coach Cope knows whereof he speaks, having been in the company of a few. Thorn Apple Valley, better because they make it that way.
Thank you very much, Myron Cope. I'm Jay Thurber. No one ever asks me opinions on my wieners. Excuse me? You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKee Sport. It's 2:33.
I hope you do believe me. I've given you my given you my heart because I need you. And you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving say we'll never part. I think of you every morning. I dream of you every night. And I know I'm never lonely. Whenever you are inside, I know
later on in this half hour, we will think about O'Brien and Gary. We'll have a little bit more for Columbus Day weekend. Don't forget to check out the Jay Thurber blog at jthurber.com.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night.
These are the Angels.
And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows what you've been trying.
to live in the weekend. Listening's great. I'm all alone. I sit and wait, dear, for you to phone. Go have your fun.
Interestingly enough, the record is credited to Chuck Berry. And I looked this up and I can't find, I mean, Chuck Berry did have a song called Run Around. The words are not the same, though. Here's Chuck Berry with Run Around. I don't know. Do you think that has anything to do with the Fleetwood's version? I don't feel like it does. But anyways, that was Chuck Berry with Run Around. And before that, the Fleetwood's with Run Around here on Radio 9. This is Tommy James and the Shondells. Here she comes now singing Moni Moni.
Here she comes now saying Moni Moni. Well, shoot them down, turn around, come on, Moni. Hey, they give me love and I feel all right now. Hey, you got me tossing, turning, feel all right, and I feel all right. I say yeah.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant,
my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
Mr. Science! Once again, we'll overlook production difficulties.
Production difficulties? You mean like falling off the Mr. Science Christmas tree ladder and breaking your bottle of King Kong gin, Mr. Science?
Little Jimmy.
Yes.
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 Yeah, you.
Now, Mr. Science, where does our path of scientific curiosity and learning lead today?
We find ourselves, Little Jimmy, only a little over 6 months from the anniversary of the arrival of the great hero who stands even today as one of the great navigators of all time.
You don't mean...
Yes, the 500th anniversary of the great epic voyage of a giant of a man, Little Jimmy, Christopher Columbus.
My dad says Christopher Columbus was an imperialist despoiler who inflicted slavery and disease and destruction on the poor Native Americans.
The only thing your father knows about Columbus, Little Jimmy, is getting kicked out of the Ohio State School of Animal Husbandry for unspeakable acts. And those Native Americans you speak of were illiterate, naked, uncivilized savages whose presence represented an obstacle to the advance of sophisticated Anglo-Saxon culture.
Mr. Sam, well, I guess so. Those natives didn't have the fancy stuff Columbus's guys had.
That's right.
I mean, one of their basic weapons was a silly, simple bow and arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I see this one here from my little Jimmy little collection of Native American stuff.
You're prattling on, little Jimmy.
I think I know how this works.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Mr. Science finally got the point. This historic scientific audio lesson in the Mr. Science Laboratory was presented on the O'Brien and Gary Show by the Washington Redskins, the Atlanta Braves, and the Cleveland Indians.
And by your average Indo-European ethnic group member.
The end. Larry O'Brien and the late, great John Gary. O'Brien and Gary here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Radio 9 with a little Italian lesson for us at 2:53. Much more music time. New music from the Hives coming up. We are wrapping up this installment of the Jay Thurber Mess. Don't forget to find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. You can subscribe for updates and songs and snappy patter from Jay Thurber. Why you would, I don't know, but it is free, so... you get what you pay for. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Your front row center at the ball game.
I am.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Now, G. Harris says he's tired of people piling on the Steelers coaching staff during the team's sluggish start. The running back told reporters this week the coaches aren't the ones who are playing soft. Harris did not name embattled defensive coordinator Matt Canada, who has become a bit of a lightning rod in his third season with the team, with the crowd at Acrisure Stadium chanting for his dismissal when the Steelers played the Browns. The Steelers will be counting on Najee Harris and a few others because they're going to be without at least four, maybe five starters when they take on the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Quarterback Kenny Pickett expects to be ready to play. He practiced on Wednesday while wearing a brace on his bruised left knee. In college football action, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans are back in action as they host Teal, the Tomcats, at Gesling Stadium. It is the Cindy Lackner Memorial Game. Kickoff in Oakland is at 11 o'clock. Pitt and Penn State both have bye weeks. Pitt quarterback Phil Jurkovec started taking snaps at tight end this week in practice. This according to the Post-Gazette and ESPN. And ESPN says it is likely that Jurkovec is at tight end for the rest of the year, which means that backup quarterback Christian Veilleux would be next in line to start for the Panthers.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny skies. The sun is trying to peek through the clouds right now. Chance of showers with a high of 56. Chance of showers overnight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 44. Partly sunny again on Sunday with a chance of showers at a high near 56. Columbus Day is Monday. Chance of sprinkles. And then a chance of showers, then a chance of conquistadors landing on your shore and kicking you out of your house. You just never know when that's going to happen. With a high of 57, Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high of 60. No one expects the Italian Inquisition. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 63. Right now, just ahead of much more music with the Jay Thurber History Lesson, 52 in Beaver County, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 51 right now at WRCT. This is new music from the Hives. Clap along, okay? Foot Stomping Radio.
You never see me look so good before.
Every Saturday. I should mention, by the way, that thank you to Kevin Barks, who has preserved the O'Brien and Gary compilation CD. He has uploaded the entire thing to YouTube, so you can listen to it if you, like I, was a big O'Brien and Gary fan. And once again, deep sympathies to all of his John Gary's many friends and family in the Pittsburgh area. Wait a minute.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Now sing. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you'll be. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post a Jay Thurber show. Back next week. Goodbye.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Come on the mic.